This is the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. Just want to take this time today and jump right into this segment today, this Martin Luther King birthday celebration that have been marked and set aside and commemorated this day. And we want to talk today from the thought, if you will, the theme, if you will, the importance of remembering, the importance of remembering. And for a reference text, we want to look into the book of Deuteronomy, and we want to look to what Moses, the prophet, the servant of the Lord, has sought to set before the children of Israel. And we want to discuss today, we want to offer some observations concerning the importance of remembering. Yes, Father, we bless you today and thank you for this day that you have made. And indeed, we rejoice and are glad in it, Father. We pray indeed that you be glorified this day, Lord God, that you will come into this segment, into this time, into this moment in time, Lord God, and fill your vessel, Lord God, that you will minister your word according to your will unto all that will have an ear to hear, all that will have a desire to know and to understand, Lord God, that which you have to say unto us this day. Lord, we bless you and thank you. Pray you be glorified this day, in this time, in this moment. We pray in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. George Santayana was right when he said, he was quoted as saying, "Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it." Amen. Someone else put it this way: "You have to know where you've been to get where you're going. Life is too short and too important to keep bumping our head against the same wall. We must learn from our past to be able to profit in our future." Moses evidently had this in mind when he wrote Deuteronomy. Remember, you all, that Deuteronomy is not the first, but the second explaining of the laws of Sinai. It was given to a new generation. It was important that the old laws be rehearsed in their hearing. Amen. And Moses, in our text in Deuteronomy 6th chapter, just to glean a few concepts of that principle, Moses instructed this new generation of the children of Israel. And he said in chapter 6, verse 6, to teach these laws and these commandments diligently. Don't play around with it. Be purposeful. Be diligent about it unto your children. And matter of fact, talk of them when you sit down in your house, and when you walk by the wayside, and when you lie down, and when you get up in the morning. Talk about, and matter of fact, bind them as a sign on your hand and on the frontlet between your eyes. Amen. And matter of fact, in other words, he's saying you need to place this word, and you need to rehearse this word in the hearing of your children day and night. Amen. Matter of fact, write them upon the post of your house and on your gates. And it shall be, verse 10, when the Lord thy God have brought thee in the land which he swore unto your fathers, to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob, to give great and goodly cities which you didn't build, and houses full of good things which you didn't fill, and wells and which you didn't dig, and vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant. And when you have eaten and got yourself full, beware. Yes, and we need to beware today, as Moses said here in verse 12, lest we forget the Lord, hallelujah, who brought us out some stuff, amen, as the Lord brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, amen, from the house of bondage, we as a people and a culture, hallelujah, as a nation, we need to remember, first of all, as black folk, we need to remember where the Lord had brought us from, and then as Christian who've been redeemed out of the marketplace of sin, hallelujah, we need to remember where the Lord had brought us from, lest when we get full and we get a little this and get a little that and get some stuff, we begin to think that we have done it. Oh, it's important to remember, I tell you, hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah. So it would do us well, amen, to look back and to remember sometime. It's important, I tell you, that the church have the four gospels rehearsed in our hearing, that we might remember how that God gave us, hallelujah, another chance, hallelujah, by the death, the burial, and resurrection of his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Someone gonna pray with me today after you? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. It is likewise important that we as a distinctively diverse people of race, as I said a minute ago, and culture in this world, remember the likes of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., for he epitomizes the struggle that we have had and, don't fool yourself, are still having in this land of the free and the home of the brave. Amen. To bravely fight for our freedom through the godly means of prayer, of righteousness, of peace, and of dignity. Ah, it is oh so important that our young people be diligently taught the precepts and teachings that broke the back of overt segregation in this country. Amen. Not only is it important that young black folks be taught these things, but it is equally important that young folk of every other race and creed be taught these things, lest when they are tempted by the devil, as they are right now, believe me, amen, as we speak, they will attempt to repeat it. And that is what is going on right now with the skinhead movement and the Aryan Nation and all these other things. How dare we think that somehow by our flesh and blood and by our cultural heritage, I don't care if we're black, white, blue, yellow, somehow think that by our flesh and our blood, by our culture, that somehow we can earn our way and demand our way into the kingdom of God. When the scripture says in 1 Corinthians 15 that flesh and blood, come on somebody, cannot inherit the kingdom of God. There's nothing that that your flesh and your blood and your heritage and your culture, amen, it all stinks in the nostril of God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, hallelujah. So much so that God himself, hallelujah, had to redeem us with his only begotten Son, hallelujah. We need to rehearse this thing and I hear it. It is a devastating thing what racism and all these isms are doing in our culture and our society. And it is even more devastating and more tragic how we seem to repeat it generation after generation, decade after decade, people after people. We seem to repeat the same foolishness in this life. Oh, glory to God. Amen. I say unto you that I have not seen nor you heard. We can't imagine, hallelujah, as a nation of people, the devastating destruction that and negative impact that racism and cronyism and and all these other isms, rascalism, whatever you want to call it, all of this destructiveness has done for the literal productivity of this nation. Oh, we won't know. And we will look back one day and we will all weep at how foolish we have been before a holy and righteous God to dare think that somehow and we look at Israel, and this is where we get this from. This is where this era springs forth from, because God was protecting his seed, which is Christ Jesus, and to assure that it did not get corrupted, amen, or did not get contaminated up through those 42 generations that our Lord came, because of that thing which God had to have done to bring his only begotten son into this world, ultimately through the Virgin Mary, who did not know a man but was conceived out the holy seed of God through the Holy Spirit himself, amen. We somehow have bought into that era somehow, that to think that we, a man thinks that his bloodline and his heritage somehow, that God is going to do that thing again. I tell you, there's only one Messiah. There's only one Christ of God, and he is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he have come. He have come into this world. He have hung, bled, and died for our sin. He was buried, and on the third day, he have been raised according to the scripture and according to our faith and our belief for our sin and our iniquity. And he is not going that way anymore. Anybody that comes after him is a deceiver and antichrist, and is a false liar, false prophet. It is a false God. It is a false Messiah. And we need to know that today, and we need to understand that today. And that if we're going to be found pleasing in the sight of the God, of the Lord and God Jehovah, the Lord God Elohim, the Lord God Almighty, the Lord God, Creator God, we must walk in the newness of life that is found in Christ Jesus. Amen. Unfortunately, oh glory to God, we have a whole generation of young folk, black and white, who have no idea of what the civil rights movement was all about. I tell you, they're just corrupting history in our schools. They're just corrupting the history books. Somebody needs to stand this day and write history righteously and accurately and present it rightly and wholly and completely unto our generation, unless we're going to destroy our own selves by foolishness. Society today is bent on making everybody in the past gay, or everybody a whoremonger, or everybody whatever their spin, whatever their desire is, or whatever spin they want to put on it. Amen. Somebody needs to teach the truth today. Somebody needs to tell history like it was. I was watching the History Channel the other day, and there they go. They keep talking about separation of church and state, but that does not separate the world from trying to tell us how history took place and how this and that happened. They bring on false prophets and false teachers and false so-called theologians and scholars that propagate this lie of doctrine of devils straight from hell. And nobody asked them on the History Channel to go tell nobody about Christ, amen, about his childhood. If the Bible doesn't speak about Christ's childhood and about what he did when he was a young fella and a young teenager, why do we need to go listen to the world tell us that he was a bully and had a bad attitude and this and that, talking about what archaeologists dug up? How you gonna dig up something like that about our Lord if it's not revealed in the Holy Scripture? Come on, somebody. Amen. We need to stop hearing that foolishness, and we need to get into the Word of God, and we need to start walking by faith. Amen. And not by sight. We need to stop listening to the devil and what the world is trying to tell us about our Lord. And how dare they, amen, try to tell us about Jesus and about this code and about this and other foolishness. Amen. And they don't want us. They don't want to hear us when we begin to proclaim the truth of God's word. They want to shut us down. And they want to regulate us to the category of religion. They want to regulate us to channel this and channel that. They want to regulate us to the back of the the newspaper, into the back of the email, into the back of the corner of society. Church, you better stand up and you better start speaking your holy language in your workplace. You better start speaking your holy language in your school. You better start speaking, amen, the word of God, the terminology of God, wherever you go. If it calls for amen, say amen. Amen. If God is to be glorified, say praise God. Give God the glory. Amen. At least to this day, at least the time of this broadcast, this segment, amen, we are not censored or not forbidden. It's still an element of free speech. Amen. Speak the word of God. Speak glory to God. Amen. Speak your heavenly language. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Because I tell you, we need to teach our folk, amen, the truth. We need to teach the truth of what was. We need to be able to teach. That's another thing I like about the Bible, is God doesn't cut any punches. And when Israel sinned, you read it in the Bible where Israel sinned. When a man sinned, you read it in the Bible where a man fell, where a man sinned. Amen. The Bible tells it like it is. It's not a shame, amen, to tell the truth. Amen. And we need to know truth. Truth needs to be expounded. Amen. Amen. Because folks today can't, young folk can't conceive of the idea of sitting on the back of a bus, as being made to. It's one thing to go sit on the back of a bus if you want to, but when you're required to sit on the back of the bus, when you're required to give up your seat to another person simply because of the color of their skin and the color of your skin, young folks today can't conceive of that kind of notion. You can't conceive of a whites-only restroom, a whites-only drinking fountain, or a restroom. I seen a commercial the other day where they had a commercial to this effect, and they were talking about what if Dr. Martin Luther King and others like him hadn't fought against segregation and racism in this country, what would it be like? And they had this commercial where they had Halle Berry and another couple of sisters coming to this restaurant, and they were greeted friendly, and they had reservations, and they walked them through the dining room and walked them back through the kitchen, back through the color section. Amen. And see, young folks look at that and they shake their head, but guess what? It was like that. Matter of fact, you didn't walk through the restaurant. You had to go around, amen, back to the back door. They had a special door for your, come on, boy, you better slow down now. You can't get mad up in here. Amen. See, I can't talk about stuff like that because it just irks me. I probably wouldn't last a minute back in that day because it just boils my blood and I have to slow down because it just turns me inside out. Yeah, hallelujah. So thank you, Jesus. God be glorified today. Have your way, Lord God. Because on the other hand, there are other races who have never let this idea of racial superiority die and have diligently sought to breed this doctrine of racism, this doctrine of devils in their children and their children's children. We better wake up, y'all. We need, matter of fact, I'll say this right now. We need to get over ourselves. Black folk need to get over themselves. White folks sure need to get over themselves. Amen. Jews need to get over themselves because, you know, hey, none of us are so uppity and so this or that, so good and so right in the sight of God. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all have fallen short of God's glory. We've all messed up and have done stupid things along the way in life. Amen. Even the church in history. History needs to be told like it was. The church, amen, back in the day have done some dumb things, amen, in society and in life. And we need to acknowledge those things. We all need to repent before God and ask God, amen, to be glorified and to straighten us out and be willing to be corrected by the truth of God's word. Hallelujah. Yeah. The church, as I said, we need to come to grips with some things. There are some things in Moses here speaks to those things to as he spoke them to Israel. We would offer to you that I've lost my place here. Hold on a minute. Let me get back to this great book in the book of Deuteronomy. It would do good for you to look off in here and some of these things that happened to this nation of people because they failed to remember. And Moses, the prophet, the servant of the Lord, he was compelled by God and commanded by God to remind them, hallelujah, from whence they come. Amen. And so the church needs to realize there in Deuteronomy verse 7, and we need to get over ourselves. Amen. In Deuteronomy 7, in verse 6, he say, "For thou are holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God have chosen you to be a special people unto himself above all the people who are upon the face of the earth." Amen. The Lord did not set his love upon you nor chose you because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people, but because the Lord loved you. And because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondage from the land of Pharaoh. Moses is reminding these people, you need to know one thing. Therefore, that the Lord your God, he is God. Come on. The faithful God. Oh, glory to God. Who keepeth covenant and mercy to them who love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. Hallelujah. Church, we need to remind ourselves that there ain't nothing about us, amen, that is so great and so grand and so grandeur, and it is because the Lord have chosen us. All of us who are redeemed, amen, all of us who are born again, it is because the Lord have chosen us. Amen. We be talking about we found the Lord. Ain't nobody found the Lord. You wouldn't know the Lord if he did not reveal himself unto you. Come on, somebody. Amen. The Lord himself chose you. He called you. Come on, somebody. He summoned you. Hallelujah. He summoned you. Anybody ever been to jury duty? How did you know to go to jury duty? You knew to go to jury duty because you got a summons. Well, that's what it means to call. God called you. He summoned you. Hallelujah. Amen. He summoned you before his presence. Amen. And he called you. He chose you from that. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He selected you, hallelujah, from that to be a special people, a distinct people unto himself. Amen. And that is the essence of the context of the word peculiar. Peculiar in this context is not weird, strange, or indifferent. Amen. It is the idea that you are distinct people, amen, unto God. You are distinct from any other people or nation, hallelujah, that ever was, that ever will be, and that ever shall be, amen. The church, amen, is the bride of Christ, is the body of Jesus Christ. You need to recognize who we are in Christ Jesus, amen. But the point is, it is not because there's anything special about you and me or anyone else, amen, whether collectively or the individual, but it is because God loved you. Amen. Did you know God loves you today? God loves you so much. God loved us so much, amen, that he gave his only begotten son, amen. He gave him, amen, as a redemption, amen, amen, in the marketplace of sin when we were all held captive, amen, by sin and by Satan in the marketplace of death, amen. Christ came and paid the price. You've been bought with a price. You've been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We ought always remember that, amen. It's not out of anything that we have done or anything in our culture and our heritage and anything in our bloodline and anything in our color and our creed and anything in our gender and anything in our sexual preference. None of that, amen, stands before God. It is because God loved you. Amen. I pray you never forget that. Hallelujah. I pray we ought always remind each other how that God loved us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And know that he's faithful. Amen. He is faithful, amen, to perform his perfect word, his perfect will. Amen. I remember reading over in the book of Timothy, amen, a word that really spoke to my heart and ministered to me is a promise that, hallelujah, in 2 Timothy 2:19, it says, nevertheless, oh, isn't that a good word? The foundation of God, standing sure, somebody, hallelujah, having this seal, that the Lord knoweth them that are his, amen, and let let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Oh, Lord God, we need to depart from foolishness. We need to depart from iniquity. We need to depart from all of this sensual, carnal, fleshly mindset and attitude, church. And we need to start walking in the newness of life that we have in Christ Jesus. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You see, the purpose of remembering, the importance of remembering is so that we can look forward. Oh, glory to God. So that we can look forward. Hallelujah. As Moses said there, and Moses said unto the children of Israel there in that 10th chapter there in Deuteronomy, he said, "And now, Israel," Moses said, after he had repeated all that he said, after he had rehearsed in their hearing, and after he had caused them to remember, after they had remembered and looked back, amen, from whence they come and how the Lord had brought them, he took start taking them forward. He start turning their sight toward to that the Lord had promised them, and that the destiny and the purpose that the Lord have called them to and had set them and had ordained and decreed him to. And in verse 12 there in chapter 10 of Deuteronomy, he says, "Now look, Israel, what does the Lord require of you but to fear him?" That is to reverence him, to honor him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's to respect him, to worship him, to adore him, to extol him. Amen. To fear the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways. Come on, somebody. We have to walk in his ways. If we walk in the spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of this flesh. Amen. Hallelujah. To walk in his ways and, look, this is way back in Deuteronomy. How can we miss and to love him? Oh, bless you. And to love him and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Oh, Lord Jesus, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command this day for your good. The Lord Jesus said in Gospel of St. John in the 14th verse, the 14th chapter and the 15th verse, revolutionized this brother's life. He said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Come on, somebody. Amen. Keep the commandments of the Lord. Well, you say, "Well, brother, I don't know what the commandments of the Lord are. I don't know what to do." Do what is right according to his sight. Do good. Amen. Stop sinning. Stop stealing. Stop lying. Start where what you know to do. If you know the Lord doesn't want you to steal, stop stealing. If you know the Lord doesn't want you to lie, stop lying. If you know the Lord doesn't want you to run around, amen, and to whore around, stop running around and whoring around. Do that which is right according to what you know. For to he that knoweth to do good and doeth not, to him it is sin. Start with what you know, and the Lord will teach you the rest. Just set yourself, I tell you, to honor the Lord, to do that which is right according to his sight, to be found pleasing in his sight. Hallelujah. Amen. But you see, in our text, Israel was about to enter Canaan, and God had brought them. He brought them out of Egypt. And Egypt is a symbol of sin. And bring them to Canaan, a symbol of salvation. Amen. Canaan represented the promised land for these, the children of Israel. Amen. And Canaan represented that thing that God had promised to them. And what Moses was trying to get them to see, y'all, was that it wasn't because of their goodness, as we read that, but God's grace. Amen. Did we read that? Did we reference that in the 9th chapter there? Hallelujah. The 9 and 4 and 6. I think we did. Amen. He said that, don't say in your heart, and this would be good for us to remind ourselves. He told the children of Israel in 9 and 4 there in Deuteronomy, "Don't say in your heart, after the Lord had brought you through and have cast out all of your enemies before him, don't say in your heart that it was your righteousness." Come on, somebody. Amen. "Before my righteousness," the scripture said, "the Lord had brought me in to possess this land. But for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord doth drive them out before thee. Not for your righteousness," Moses said to the children, "nor for your uprightness of thine heart, do you go in possess the land, but for the wickedness of the nations. God was using these people to judge the nations. He was using this nation of Israel to purge the earth from the corruptedness and the sinfulness of man. Hallelujah. And he was using this nation who he had called out, who he had set aside for himself, amen, to be his instrument, to be his ambassadors. Come on, somebody. Amen. In the world, to represent him among heathen nations. Amen. He said it's because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord thy God does drive them out from before thee, and that he may perform the word which the Lord swore unto thy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. He said, let me tell you one thing in verse 6. He said, understand this. Listen, hear me well. Hallelujah. Therefore, that the Lord your God give it to you. He didn't give you this land, this good land. Good land. Didn't give you some junky land. He gave you this good land to possess for your righteousness, for you are a stiff-necked people. Hallelujah. Somebody, Moses had to set them straight, you see, because, you know, we get the big head and we get to thinking that it's because of our righteousness, because of something we have done and our position and our title and our this and our that, that the Lord is doing what he's done. He wanted to remind us that we all are rebellious and stiff-necked people. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. It is only because of God's grace and his faithfulness that he would bring them over. And it is only because of God's grace and God's faithfulness in your life and in my life, and that he would bring us to victory, that he will bring us to deliverance, that he will bring us, hallelujah, unto the kingdom of God and to life everlasting. It's because of his grace. Amen. It's because of his faithfulness. It's because he is good and he is faithful unto that which he have spoken and he have chosen. Hallelujah. Likewise, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to realize that as Israel had the commandments, the statutes, and the ordinance to observe, to remind them that they were a holy nation, Deuteronomy 7 and 6, a separate and distinct above all the people of the earth, so do we have the New Testament. We have, y'all, a better covenant. Come on, somebody. Than even that of Israel, written and signed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. We have a better covenant. Amen. Than even that of the children of Israel. We have a covenant that is written and signed by the blood of Jesus. We have the Holy Spirit of God, who abides in everyone who is truly born again, who is the earnest, that is the Holy Spirit, is the earnest of our expectation of what God has promised us he would fulfill in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Herein is the conclusion, my friends, my brothers and sisters, of the matter. If we are to have victory in this life, if we are to overcome, if we are to receive the blessings of God and avoid the curses of God, if we are to do and to be doers of the word of God and not hearers only, knowing that faith, that is believing without works, is dead, then we must learn obedience. Hallelujah. We must learn obedience. Hallelujah. For as Moses told, hallelujah, these children of Israel in the conclusion of this great book of the Bible, Moses says unto them, keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that you might prosper in all that you do. You stand this day, all of you, before the Lord your God, your captains and your tribes, your elders and your officers, with all the men of Israel, all of the preachers and deacons and all of the elders and all of the officers and all of the officials in the church. Hallelujah. Your little ones and your wives and your pilgrims and who is in your camp, from the hewer of wood until the drawers of water, that thou shouldest enter the covenant with the Lord your God unto this oath. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We have a covenant with God. Hallelujah. We have a covenant with God. As I said, we have a better covenant. Hallelujah. Moses went on to say, "What the Lord thy God maketh with thee this day, that he may establish thee today for a people unto himself, and that he may be unto thee a God, as he has said unto thee, and as he has sworn unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath, but with them who standeth here with us this day, before the Lord our God, and also with him who is not here with us to this day." Moses seemed to have looked by faith down the future, and he saw this better covenant. Hallelujah. That the seed of Abraham, one seed who is in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, would make with us. Even Jesus, our Lord, hallelujah, that the Bible says had to learn obedience himself, hallelujah, at the cross. And so our Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, our Lord came and he hung, bled, and died for our sins. He was buried according to the scriptures. But hallelujah, thank God that early Sunday morning, he rose according to the scriptures. Hallelujah. And now he lives. He lives and he has all power in his hand. Hallelujah. Moses got to view the promised land. Hallelujah. But never got to enter. Many today get to view the cross of Christ by the preaching of the gospel. But by their disobedience, my brothers and sisters, they never moved to respond to the call of Christ to follow him. Don't let the devil cheat you today. Don't let the devil cheat you again. Hallelujah. This is the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the acceptable time. Remember Lot's wife, who, because she couldn't turn away from her past, became hardened to her future. Hallelujah. Oh, won't you turn today? Turn, amen, from moving away from God and turn your heart toward God. Be ye converted today. Change your direction today. Change your mind. Repent today. Reconsider your ways and change your mind. Hallelujah. Confess, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ today. Confess, amen, with your mouth the Lord Jesus today. Amen. Believe in your heart that God indeed raised him from the dead. Amen. And receive the redeeming power. Receive Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior into your heart today. And the Bible says you will be saved. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Ah, we thank you, Father, Lord. We thank you for the good news. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, may we ever remember, Lord God, from whence we come. May we ever remember, Lord God, how that you bought us from the marketplace of sin. How that you redeemed us, Lord God. Oh, may we ever remember, Lord God, how that you've saved us. How that you've sanctified us. How that you've made us whole, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we bless you today. Oh, Lord God, we love you and thank you. Oh, bless your holy name, Lord God. And if you are listening, let me tell you, I don't believe in coincidence. I believe in providence. If you have clicked on this segment, if you have heard this segment today, you who have heard this call, have heard this require, remember your past. Remember, hallelujah, your way. Remember, Hallelujah. Remember where you may be right now. Remember how many times in your heart you wanted to make a difference. You wanted a better life. You wanted to get away from your lifestyle and wanted to get away. Remember, hallelujah, that there is a God. Remember that old rugged cross. Remember, hallelujah, that God loves you. Remember that God wants to save you. Remember that you today can have, hallelujah, salvation. And you can look forward. Amen. You can look forward now. Hallelujah. Unto your future. You can live right now. Amen. In the newness of life in Christ Jesus. You can have everlasting life right now. Amen. Won't you, hallelujah, accept it today? Won't you receive Jesus Christ as Lord? Hallelujah. Won't you learn of him that you may walk, amen, in the fullness of life, in the newness of life that is available with him? We pray that you, God, have spoken into your heart today, and that you indeed have made this day, hallelujah, the first day of the rest of your life. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for listening, for tuning in, and we pray that indeed that something has been said or done and quickened into your heart to cause you to consider your ways and to turn unto Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the anointed of God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Father, we bless you today and thank you for this day and this time. We thank you, Lord God, for that soul that may have heard and may have come unto you. And we pray, Lord God, that you will set saints before them in their path. We pray, Lord God, that they will find a church home, that they will find brothers and sisters of like mind and like heart, Lord God, that they will find a fellowship, Lord God, that will mentor them, that will disciple them, that they will grow toward the fullness and stature of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you and pray that you will cast this word unto the four corners of the earth, Lord God. We pray that you will be glorified in it this day. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for all your many blessings. In your mighty name we pray and thank you.
You've been listening to The Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. This program is made possible by the grace of God through the faithfulness of the partners and friends of Lodestar Ministries and the contributions of listeners like you.